I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, we are here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and I have a different co-anchor today. I am very excited to welcome Alyssa Norwin.
Hi, Bonnie. Ooh. Thanks for having me.
Well, I have to have you because you are a big country music fan, and also you are an expert on American Idol, and we are combining both with our guest here today. We are so thrilled to have the woman who has been nominated for New Female Artist of the Year, Gabby Barrett.
Yay! And she just got that nomination yesterday.
I did.
So we're really celebrating that incredible news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
Congratulations. I'm just surprised that we actually have been able to keep you in this chair and that you're not levitating off it, because I know how excited you are.
Bouncing up and down,
She's probably exhausted from celebrating all
yesterday. Yes.
Right. Did you party all night?
Honestly, I was in my hotel room and got Postmates, so... nothing crazy.
That's the best way
to party for me. Yeah. Yes. But no, I'm really excited about it. Were you
in town here in New York when you got the news?
Yes, it was yesterday morning. I was literally getting my hair and makeup done for the first day. We had a bunch of meetings and stuff to go to, and so I got a text. I looked at my phone for 1 second. I saw like 5 texts, and people were like, congratulations, in capital letters. And I'm like, oh gosh, what is this? And so I opened it, and it said that I was officially nominated for
New Female Artist. So you weren't even, you know, watching or anything. You heard from other people?
Yeah, my team had to tell me, yeah.
But did you know that the ACM nominations were coming out that morning?
No, I didn't know that they were coming out that morning. I knew that I had a good chance of being in it, but I didn't know officially if I was going to be left in the real nomination, and so I did.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
That's so exciting, like the best news. And what about your husband? Did he find out really early? Was he even awake yet?
He was awake. He wakes up earlier than I do. He's an early bird. I am not. But yes, he was super excited. He literally posted about it the second it came out. So he's my biggest supporter. Yeah.
Well, just to remind all of our listeners out there, Gabby was discovered on American Idol, the first season of the reboot show, and it was one that Hollywood Life, you know, was like intensely covering. And what was also, aside from Gabby, you doing so well on American Idol, you also had a momentous personal event happened there because you met the love of your life and now your husband.
Yeah.
Cade
Fader. That's it. There's literally every name. Phoner, foreigner, everything you can think of. So good. Yes. Yes, I did. I got a 2-for-1 deal with American Idol. So
yeah. Well done.
It's been kind of like a whirlwind for you guys ever since then, because, you know, you got engaged and then pretty quickly after that you got married. And all of this is happening, like, in the midst of your career really taking off, I would say, last year.
Yeah, 2019 was a large year. We released I Hope independently in January of 2019, and then I got engaged in March, and then I signed a record deal in May, and then I got married in October, and then there was all kinds of stuff in between, so it was a wonderful year last year, yeah.
Well, you will have to, like, keep that year, like sort of a plaque to that year.
I will.
And what's also fantastic is that I Hope, your first single, which you just said you released independently, has become a big, big hit. So congratulations on that
too. Thank you. Yeah. No, we're really excited about everything, especially to see it's like a little over a year now since we released the song. So it's really neat to see where it's come in a year from now. And I think we're like 13 on the media base. It's almost top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah.
Like, gosh.
It's interesting how songs do take a while to build.
Yeah.
Because they, and so that, as you said, it was released a little over a year ago, but that it keeps climbing and climbing.
Yeah.
And why is that? Is it because you had, you did release it just like, when you say independently, is that on your own?
Yes. So like, I did not have a record label.
So did you put it up on YouTube? Like, how did you release it?
We released it on all platforms, all music platforms, and we also shortly after released the music video. So both things were out without a huge, you know, label backing it. It was just me and my management.
Right. And so you guys had to make the investment in getting it done.
And I'm grateful that I had a management that was invested in me, especially during Idol, because it wasn't easy getting a label after American Idol. Mm-hmm. So
why is that?
I don't know. I think after coming off of American Idol, people tend to think, oh, it's so much easier to get get a label, get a management, get all of these things. And that's true in a sense. It's they're easier accessible, but not a label for me. None of the labels were interested in me at all. And so it's okay. But I had a wonderful management. And so when none of them were interested, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to stick my nose to the ground and just really grind this out and write songs and focus on original music, because I understand how important original music is to have. And it makes or breaks a career, really. And so we came out with I Hope in 2018.
And so you wrote it?
Yes, I did. And then we released it independently. And then that's fortunately when some labels started to come into the deal and signed with Warner Music Nashville in May. Just naturally gravitated towards them the most, and they've been great. So,
I think this is like a message to other aspiring like singers and writers that you can do it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And that that just to persist and, as you just said, stick your neck out sometimes and it can pay off.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've talked to a lot of people who have been on Idol, The Voice, shows like that, and it is an amazing jumping off point, of course, but the work does not end at the finale, you know?
No. It's,
you're coming off this high of such an amazing 6 weeks or whatever it is, and then you really have to work even harder, you know? It's not just picking out cover songs anymore and spending a few days working on them. It's it's a completely different ballgame.
Well, that's another thing with labels. Like, I understand why people might be scared, may have been, like, scared to invest in me, because going on Idol, you do mainly cover songs. They're just starting to kind of open up to original music now being played more on shows. But I went on there and did a lot of cover songs. And cover songs, there's great singers in the world that do cover songs, but they will never have a career because they don't have original music. Like, Carrie Underwood wouldn't have been Carrie Underwood without Jesus Take the Wheel, Before He Cheats, all of these songs of her own. And so I understood that, you know, some people might be scared that you may not be able to write or come up with original music after you get off of a show that does covers.
Right.
And so I get it. I get it. But I just wanted to, you know, really grind that out and show people that I was capable of writing songs too.
Is that in the first, you know, few months between when you ended Idol and you put out I Hope, were those months kind of just spent writing music and really kind of grinding in that way? Or what were you,
You were also on the road, weren't you?
Yeah, so after you do American Idol, you have to go on about a 3.5 month American Idol tour. So it takes the top seven, we did. The top seven all went around, we went to over 50 cities. And so it was 3.5 months, like, straight. And there was only a couple days off in between, enough to, like, rest for a day and go back on. But I was just thinking to myself, I remember being like, this 3.5 months, I'm somebody who likes to do things quickly and stay on things. And I was like, how can I make sure that I'm one of these people that come off of American Idol that keep the iron, you know, going while it's still hot, strike while it's still hot. And so those one days off, I would, like, red eye to Nashville while I was on that American Idol tour and start building my team and figuring out writers and doing all these things. And then I'd fly back, and then I'd go back on the Idol tour and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days and then fly back to Nashville. And so I was really just making sure that I was working on building my team and not wasting any time.
Right. So it's tremendous hard work.
Yes.
But I think it's also, even though you're on the tour and with the show, you still are building a fan base and name recognition for when your music comes out, like your original music.
Sure.
Let me just also ask you, is it also, in terms of getting a song out and having it built, is it also still an issue for women to get play on country radio? Because I've heard other female country singers say that.
On that, I feel like I can only speak for myself and say that with my first single being I Hope, apart from American Idol, country radio has been hands down amazing to me.
Oh, good. I'm so
wonderful
glad to hear
support.
That.
Oh, they've been wonderful. And it just means a whole lot, especially me coming off of a show and it being my first real single push. They've just been absolutely wonderful towards me. I think there's a lot more room for boys and girls to fit on radio. I think there's great songs out there, but I can say that they've been wonderful to me.
That's so refreshing to hear.
Yeah, no, it is, because we've heard that it's been problematic for some women. And maybe what it is that that country radio is learning, because there's so many big female stars now.
Yeah.
Maybe they've learned.
Yeah. I grew up in a generation with lots of wonderful women singing awesome songs, so we'll see.
Well, I think what's such a refreshing thing to also know is, you know, you're coming from American Idol, and then another female country singer, Carrie Underwood, coming from American Idol. Now Lauren Elena, she previously won ACM New Female Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
So you really are in good company, and it's got to be kind of, you know, a relief to know that there really is a platform for you.
Right, and there's a couple women who've come off The Voice, too, that are doing well.
Yeah.
So let's talk romance.
What do you want to talk
about? Just transition right there.
And
Bonnie wants to know all about life with Cade.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you got married in October.
Yeah.
Such a sweet wedding. Tell us a little bit.
And your dress
it.
Was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, the pictures are beautiful.
Thank you.
You guys planned it yourselves?
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to get... Planners were too expensive, and I'm on a budget, girl. So, me and, like, my mother-in-law, my mom, all kind of planned it, and it went well. We got married in Garrison, Texas. It's a very small town in East Texas. He's from East Texas. And we both like the woods and the rustic scene. So we went with that. We got married outside. The reception was in this elegant but rustic barn kind of theme. And it was very small. We had like 100 people there and just wanted it to be really intimate. So it was really sweet.
And you guys, you got married pretty quickly after getting engaged. 5 or 6 months?
7 months.
7 months. So
yes.
How was it putting that together in such like a quick time?
It was surprisingly, a lot of people ask me this and are like, how are you doing all this?
Right.
Yeah,
well, you're also
you're
like
on the road.
Superstar.
Yeah.
It wasn't
writing
that hard,
music.
Quite
yeah.
honestly. It really wasn't. It was, I don't know, I'm like an early planner for things. So in the month of March when we got engaged in April, it was a little bit of quieter time before you got into summer with the festivals and all of those things. So I jumped on it like right away in that spring kind of place so that I can plan a bit more. And so I had a lot done early. And then
did Cade help out with planning?
He had some suggestions, yes.
Were they okay?
I asked his opinion. No, they were great. He has a great sense of taste and all of that stuff. So, yeah, we decided a lot of it together, but it was really fun to do.
So how did you guys fall in love? Like, what happened on American Idol? And what was it that brought you together? And why do you think your relationship works so well?
Gosh, on American Idol, I met him around top 44, I think it was. And originally, I had saw him and saw his big, beautiful hair and his green eyes and his structured face that I love so much. And so I was like, and I, on American Idol, I had like platinum hair and I don't know, I just saw him and heard his voice and I was like, oh, this would be really cool to make like a video together in like a room, like singing or something, because I don't know, it could be cool. And so I had asked him to play a song, like, hey, do you want to hang out and like make a video? And he was very shy and very quiet.
Oh, really?
Very
not
quiet.
At all like his persona.
Oh gosh, very, very quiet, to where I was like, I don't think he likes me. I was like, I don't think he likes me. Well, I didn't know what was going to come from it, but I was like, I don't think he likes me. We hung out, we did like a video, I posted it on my Instagram, and then I knew he liked me when he texted me the next day and was like, hey, like, if you want to hang out again, just let me know, like, I'm here. And I was like, I know you like me.
And I remember when we were watching, you know, all the fans were going crazy, like thinking that you guys were an item, but you weren't really saying it at first,
right.
Which I totally understand. I mean, there was, you didn't need to, you know, that was your own personal thing. But what made you kind of finally decide, like, we're just going to give in and we're just going to let everyone know we're so happy?
Well, we didn't let everybody know. It wasn't us that let everybody know, because we kept it quiet because we knew we went on the show to try and win the show. Right. We weren't going on. Competing. This wasn't The Bachelor. Yeah. Right. We weren't going on to get the rose or whatever it was.
They might have better luck than The Bachelor with making
maybe
couples.
Maybe with couples.
Yeah.
They
should well, do yeah, because like, we had two that year.
They should do like a combo. But Ryan Seacrest was the one who actually outed it. I think the producers had told, because producers are very tight with us backstage, and I think some of them have told Ryan Seacrest and they like outed him on television. And
this
they,
is all coming back to me now.
And then they outed me in the back room and I was like, oh gosh. Now it's out, but it's okay.
And so once you hung out again and you knew he liked you, it just kind of like
it started to fall into place. Yeah. Yes, and then we had like so I had just started talking to him, and then we had like a month break in between Idol because we were in that between time. The show was airing, and so we were off because we had taped everything before and whatnot. And so in that off time. We texted every single day, like every day, and it never got old. We would just talk for hours and hours and hours, and he would call me. He was very different from a lot of guys, which is something that I liked, and I never saw, since I'm from Pittsburgh, I never knew that I was going to see myself being with somebody extremely country. Like this dude grew up in the woods in Texas, and but he's just been amazing, and it literally has just fallen into place ever since.
And what is it that you guys have in common that works so well for you, that brings you together and makes such a strong bond?
Well, I think at first musically we combine together really well. I think it's very complementary. And secondly, he is somebody that I loved from the beginning about this with him. He's a very strong Christian-based man. And so I am also a Christian myself. And so I think we found interest there too a lot. And we work together really well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now that both of you are living together in Nashville,
yes,
and you're both pursuing your careers, how do you, like, how are you guys making it work? Because you both have very demanding careers.
Sure. Well, you'll actually see him on the road a bit more with me. This guy can rip a guitar. If you watch Idol, you know he can play guitar really well. Yes. And so you'll actually see him on the road a bit more with me. He'll be coming and playing.
Awesome.
And we'll be kind of, it's like a Stevie and Lindsay thing from Fleetwood Mac. And so he's the best. So you'll see him, and I'm going on tour with Brad Paisley this year. So
he'll be coming with you.
If you come out to a show, you'll see him there.
I think you're so smart to do that because... And to make it work that way, because separations are really hard on relationships.
Yeah. Yes. And we were thinking about family stuff in the future and just how would it work if we would have two completely separate careers and just pushed. And he knew how much I was away with just starting out with everything. And if he were to get into everything too, it would just be, you know, we were like, we're not doing the... not see each other for 10 days and have a date in the airport. That's not happening.
Yeah,
you're really smart.
Yeah, so it's much better, and, you know, it's easier to raise kids that way and do all these things. So we think about the future a lot.
And I think it's super cool of him to not be like, oh, I don't want to just play backup guitar for you, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's so supportive. And
he is a very, very, very sacrificial person.
Yeah.
That is something that I absolutely love about him, and is very humbling about him, is he would sacrifice his stuff to back up his wife. And that is amazing. I couldn't ask for somebody better.
That's so admirable.
Yeah.
Someone from Hollywood Life spoke with Cade a few months ago, I think right after you got married. And he mentioned that he was just so excited to start living with you and like start a life together.
Yeah.
What has been kind of the thing you've most had to get used to with living together, and how was that transition kind of
right,
been?
Especially because you didn't live together before you got married.
Right. Probably figuring out the little things that occur now being married and in the same house and sharing stuff. So Kate is somebody that, so he has a lot of hair. So when he's in the shower, he's the person that like gets his hair on his hands, but then puts it on the walls.
Oh no!
He puts it on the walls, but he's sweet. He cleans it up after. Okay. But I see it like all his hair. He sheds so much. But things like that. It's the small things that I'm noticing living together. But it's a joy with him still. So
well, at least he cleans it up.
Yeah, yeah. He does clean it. It's very nice.
It's so sweet.
Since you mentioned it, family. So do you guys have kind of a timeline of when you like? Do you want to be young parents?
I knew from a young age I always definitely wanted to be a mom. I always loved playing with baby dolls and babysitting. I used to babysit all the time when I was in middle school and high school. Like, people were literally scared to leave their kids with me because I'd be like 9 and I'm like, I can bath them. Like, I thought I knew what I was doing, but I definitely know that I want to be a younger mom per se. I don't want to wait until I'm 30 to have kids. So we plan on having kids in a couple of years, but we're just going to see what timing, be wise with timing and stuff.
Right. Because you guys are young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My birthday is next week. Hey.
Oh.
Yay. 20.
Yeah. I mean, you're young these days, yeah. 19 to get married. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's wonderful when you find your mate at a young
especially
age.
Especially when you guys, Thanks. You can tell you guys have such strong values and Thank the same you. Values. And I think that's really important.
Thank you.
For sure.
Now, can we expect to see you and Cade on American Idol this season?
Oh, this season?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I was on last season.
I know.
I performed, I hope, as the debut, like, TV on American Idol. So I don't know about this season, but I would love to actually go back as a judge someday. Like, I feel like I'd be too, I'd sympathize with everybody, though, because I'm like, I know if you're nervous. Like, I get it because yeah. I was there and I'd let everybody through. But I would love to, like, do that someday. So, I don't know. We'll see.
If they asked you, I'm sure you would be.
What, to be a judge?
No. To perform. But also perform? To be a judge.
Like,
one
Katie,
day.
Get out of the way. Katie.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Just add one. Plus one. Yeah.
Are you able to keep in touch with the judges at all? I know they're so busy, but have you been able to kind of hear from them or talk to them at all since you've been on the show?
Not often. We don't keep in touch like that. They're still humongous stars. And so we're not like tight like that.
Yeah.
But it's nice to hear if Luke says a nice word here and there and whatnot. All of them have been great. Lionel has literally supported, I hope, and posted about it. And Luke
that's
has been
fantastic.
Great about it.
But I mean, that's like a big deal, like to have him do
Lionel
that.
Richie,
yeah.
Yes. Oh my god.
That he's supportive like that.
Yes.
Did the judges give you, any of the judges give you advice like that was memorable, that really, you know, that's something that you think about a lot? It was very helpful.
I think through American Idol, I learned a lot of different things from a lot of parts of the show and people involved. But probably one of the things that I learned on the show that was very important to take for the rest of your career was they had said something about early in the competition. They were like, because I was so nervous on the show all the time. I was so nervous because when you care about something
wouldn't?
So much, you get so nervous,
I mean,
and you don't want to mess up. And,
yeah, who wouldn't be?
Right. And so, yeah, there's 60 million people watching and 3 celebrities. Don't mess up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go. And so, but they had told me, you know, remember when you're performing to an audience and there's sound issues going on, because I didn't experience sound issues. I had performed 6 years before American Idol. And so during that time, I didn't really experience sound issues a whole lot on stage when you're performing. And on Idol, we unfortunately did for a couple of rounds. And it was like the legit round. And I got a little flustered from the sound and the ear monitors and stuff messing up during. It just made me all the more nervous. And so they just said to remember, especially Lionel was actually the one that said it, when you're performing for an audience and something goes wrong on the stage, like a sound issue, you're the only one that knows something is going wrong. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so you got to play it off, because it's about everybody else when you step on the stage. It's not about you anymore. And so if you play it off, nobody else is going to know.
You just keep going.
Yeah. Because you're the only one that knows something's going wrong in your ear and whatnot. So
right.
If you get flustered about it, other people would pick up on that. And it's just to have fun and don't worry about it. And so I was like, okay. So that was very helpful.
You know, I think though, also, did you find when you were on the road, like having that tour afterwards, like, first of all, you survived being in front of the, you know, 60 million people, But then having that tour for 3.5 months mm-hmm. and performing over and over again, was that also great training for you and for Cade?
Honestly, I believe I was already trained for that type of thing. Again, because American Idol, I had performed insanely a lot those 6 years. I did my first show when I was 11 and toured all the way up to 17 when I got scouted to do American Idol. So, I mean, like, legit, it was me, my dad, and my sister. The year before I did Idol, I did 137 shows that year.
Oh my goodness. By how me, did you go dad, to school?
It was very difficult. I missed every single day that I possibly could until I wasn't allowed. And then I actually went online school. And did a lot of most of high school online right. on a laptop.
Wow. So you really were a veteran.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the performing era. Yeah. But so I think that was very beneficial to American Idol and the tour after yes. and the work after, because I understand what it takes to put in
right.
a second career.
Yeah. Well, and also I just think that being used to performing
sure.
versus some of the contestants that, you know, maybe they've performed for their family or in the shower,
sure, yeah.
you know, in the shower.
Right. Yes, a professional shower singer.
Yeah.
That's me.
But they've never been in front of an audience.
Right.
Or a big audience.
Right.
I think that's a huge difference.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But I think American Idol, for people that haven't done that before, I think American Idol is a great place to get, like, thrown onto. Like, if you're just singing in front of your parents and your friends and... I don't know. It just challenges you in a lot of ways. And then after you get off that show, you can always say, like, you know what to expect with bigger things. And I think that's good for preparing people that haven't done it. And I think it's good for people that have done it.
So do you have another song that you're right now, I hope, is continuing to build?
Yeah.
Is there another that you have that you're ready to... record and another video for?
Well, there's going to be an album coming out this year.
Okay.
So we currently have 3 songs out. We have I Hope right now, which is the one we've been pushing for over 6 months. And then we have 2 other songs, The Good Ones and Hall of Fame. And those 2 songs have just been rolled out just for people to have while we've been pushing I Hope. And so I've been writing for 1.5 years. There's so much music. We don't know what the second single push is going to be yet because there's so many wonderful songs, thankfully. And so, but you can expect an album of songs this year.
And I know you've said before that The Good Ones, Hall of Fame, those were inspired by your relationship with Cade. Is that yeah. kind of going to be a theme we see on the album? I know you said you have so many songs, but what's kind of inspiring you on your songs that you're writing?
I won't give too much detail on the album away, but it's very, you know, some people will be like,
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like 1, 2, 3 albums in, and then the 4th one they do, they'll be like, okay, this album is very me. And so this first album you will see is very me to start with. Everything about it, it's a mix of things, I will say. There's wonderful collaborations and cool things going on there. I think being married changes your life. Obviously, it changes your life forever, but it changes the way you think about things, you go about things, you make decisions, what you write about, all of that. And so, in the best way. And so I think it's going to be a really cool album.
And are there collaborations with Cade on the album?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe, girl.
I was going to ask, because I feel like people have this idea in their minds, you know, when two musicians are together, yeah. that you guys kind of just like sit around in your pajamas all day and play each other guitar and write yeah. music. And
well, that seriously, that's a lot of what happens in my house.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're right, Alyssa.
You really are. That's literally what happens. And people would definitely know that if, like, on my socials and stuff, they see all the videos we post together and yeah. sing together. It's so fun. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully.
That'll be very cool.
It's so cool yeah. if something like that, like just you guys having a random lazy Sunday in your bedroom could end up turning into a hit song on your next album.
I know,
like, you just
right?
never know what's going to happen.
That's so fun. And a lot of songs, I mean, happen like that. With I Hope, it was a thrown together right on Halloween. And I wasn't even, of 2018, and I wasn't even, like, really supposed. It was just like, you want to do this right? And I was like, yeah, okay. And we went in, and even after we wrote it, I I didn't know the potential of how big the song could be. It was when everything kind of came together. And one of the co-writers said, oh my gosh, this might be the biggest song of my career.
Wow.
John Knight, who has many, many hits. That's when I got excited about it. And so.
And are you, do you ever like write on a song that will be a Cade song as well?
A Cade song? Like for him?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I haven't done that yet.
Or like collaborate, but he's going to take the song.
Yeah. Well, he takes a lot of, he's starting to take a lot of musical parts. So he's really good at guitar. So a lot of the songs that you hear, you'll probably hear him playing guitar on it.
So fun. It's so well, cool that you guys get to do that together.
Yeah. It is. Yes, where everyone's jealous.
Yeah, it's the dream to do it with your family on the road. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Well, we are very excited for you.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate you coming in to see us.
Thanks.
And we wish you all the best.
And everyone will have to check you out on the road with Brad Paisley this
summer. Come on out.
And I guess you're nominated, so you're going to be at the ACM Awards.
I'll be there. You'll see me.
Yeah, with your hubby.
Yes, he'll be there. And we'll be at Stagecoach this year and Tortuga and all kinds of fun stuff.
So how can people follow along on all the places you're going to be so they can see you?
They can go to my website, GabbyBarrett.com. It has all the tour dates. It's always updated. That's VIP, meet and greets, tickets, all of that stuff and dates and places. And then I would just follow my socials because I post about it a lot, especially Instagram.
Okay, so GabbyBarrett.com and follow Gabby on Instagram. And everyone tune in to the ACM Awards.
Yay.
And be ready to cheer you on.
Thank you.
We're rooting for you.
Make sure that you do both single and couple pictures on the red carpet.
Definitely.
Because we need them.
And I will send them to you.
Yes, thank you.
Directly.
Good, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. We want our exclusives.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
Perfect. Okay, well, listen, you take good care, and thank you.
You too.
Thank you so much, Gabby.
Sure.
Bye.